Welcome to Local Gov Matters, the podcast that talks about the latest issues facing Wisconsin. In this podcast, we discuss what's happening at the state capitol and in counties around the state. You'll hear from state elected officials, county leaders, and other experts and advocates. We'll provide the local impact of state legislation and insights into how county government works and how it impacts you. It's the background, the stories, and even some insider baseball that will help you frame the issues and make it worth your listen. So whether you're sitting at your desk, driving in your car, or enjoying your morning coffee, we're thrilled you joined us. Let's get started. I'm Michelle Gormick-Thompson with the Wisconsin Counties Association.
I am Mark O'Connell of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Michelle, it's good to be back on Local Gov Matters.
So glad to be here. We have a guest today, Mark.
We have with us Dale Knapp, Director of Forward Analytics. Forward Analytics, one of the most, the premier research entity in the state of Wisconsin. And Dale Knapp is often referred to as the smartest guy in the state of Wisconsin. And I have to say, having worked with Dale for quite some time, that is absolutely true. Dale, Forward Analytics, tell us a little bit about what is Forward Analytics and what is it that this research entity does?
Well, it's good to be here. Forward Analytics is a data-driven public policy economics research organization. As you mentioned, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. And what we do is we identify major issues facing the state, look at the data on that to identify the problem, get that information out to the public, and when possible, try to suggest solutions to these problems. So we've looked at workforce issues, demographics, births, rural Wisconsin. So we've looked at a whole range of big issues facing Wisconsin.
And where can a person find all of these studies or the work that you've done? And are these long 30, 40, 50 page reports, or is it something that a person can pick up and understand in a matter of 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, even though it's really good high quality research, we write it so that the average reader can easily digest it, and they're roughly 8 to 12 pages long, so they're not long in depth reports. But we cover the topic in depth and again allow everybody to read them and really get what the issues are and how are we going to go about solving these problems.
Now, Michelle, you and I have had the opportunity to read every one of these reports.
Yes.
And I have to say, Dale, in 8, 10, 12 pages, what you and your team at Forward Analytics does is just incredible in putting difficult issues into plain English, highlighting the issue with statistics and data and charts, which make it very understandable. It's incredibly well done. But Dale, where can I find all these reports if I want to get my hands on them?
Sure. You can go to forward-analytics.net. And if you can't remember that, just search for Wisconsin Counties Association and you can link to the website from there.
Forward-analytics.net. And if I can't get it directly, go to the Wisconsin Counties Association, wicounties.org, and that'll I can weave right my way to Forward Analytics.
Right on the front page, there's a link to Forward Analytics.
Okay, well,
find it all right there.
And the most recent report, Michelle, we're going to talk a little bit today about one of the most difficult challenges facing Wisconsin today, and it is, I mean, we have challenges, but this fentanyl thing is affecting everyone. We've had so many families with just heartbreaking, tear-jerking stories about young people overdosing. This is just, it's a horrible, horrible thing. And Dale's done some work on this.
So Dale, your latest report that is getting issued this week, Silent Killer, the Fentanyl Epidemic in Wisconsin. Reading this report, Dale, it is incredibly troubling. Some of the stats you have in that, from 2015 to 21, fentanyl was linked to more than 4,300 deaths in Wisconsin, resulting in 155,000 years of potential life lost. Of the fentanyl-laced fake prescription pills analyzed by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration in 2022, 60%, 60, contained a lethal dose of the drug. And the mortality rates have tripled among different groups like Black Wisconsinites, rising from 22 per 100,000 residents in 2019 to 58 in 2021. So let's start at the very beginning. Can you talk about this epidemic our state is facing? What is fentanyl? And can you just delve a little bit into the history of how did we get here with such staggering numbers of loss?
Sure. Well, fentanyl, I think fentanyl is new for most people, you know, in terms of the last few years. But fentanyl's been around since really the 1960s. It's a very powerful opioid that is used by doctors for cases of individuals with extreme pain. So this is a painkiller that is actually 100 times more powerful than morphine. So it's a very powerful opioid used very carefully by doctors, you know, in those extreme conditions. What's changed over the last few years, or the last 6 years or so, is that we've had fake opioids and fake pills out on the streets for a long time, fake OxyContin, fake Percocet, fake Adderall. And what the dealers of these drugs have found is that they can add a small amount of fentanyl to these pills. One, it makes them more addictive, but they can essentially make the pills much cheaper with fentanyl than with the other ingredients that they were using. And so we've seen the initial surge kind of came. We saw the increase in fentanyl in these pills. And because it's so powerful, when you start making these pills in factories where precision isn't the number one factor, you can easily get too much in there. And now it's they're cutting this drug into all kinds of other drugs, into heroin, into cocaine. People are smoking it. It's very, very pervasive.
And is that part of the idea, Dale, that since it's so addictive, even more so than, let's say, OxyContin, that by lacing other drugs with fentanyl, the pushers of the drugs are getting people hooked easier and quicker?
Yes. Yeah. That you're seeing, you know, there's with opioids, one of the big opioids have been a very good pain reliever when used correctly over the years. Unfortunately, it's been used incorrectly, you know, in a lot of cases. And the challenge with opioids, any kind of opioid, is that it creates this, it works on your opioid receptors that dulls pain, sometimes creates some euphoria. But the more you take it, the more that tends to go away. And so you start taking it in bigger doses, and that's how you kind of get hooked. And then it's really hard to get off. With this fentanyl, they can that timeline can be really reduced and you know, cause people to be addicted very quickly.
So, Michelle or Dale, I'm not sure which of you maybe know this, but where is fentanyl being made? And is this an expensive thing to make? Is this like a meth lab type product? Or is it where is it being done and how are they doing it?
Yeah, most of it's being made in India, China, and Mexico. Most of what's coming into the U.S. is coming through our southern border, through Mexico. It's made in factories, discrete factories with no oversight in terms of quality control.
So some fentanyl is very powerful. Some fentanyl is very weak. We don't know. And so when you have when you're lacing another drug with fentanyl or taking it directly, you don't know what it is you're taking, or the young people don't know what it is they're taking.
Yeah. I want to be a little careful. All fentanyl is very powerful. It's a matter of how much is in whatever you're taking. And the challenge is, especially with these pills, fentanyl is odorless and tasteless. So there's no way to know if it's in whatever you're taking, at least historically. Now we have test strips that can identify it. But that's been one of the challenges, is people are taking these pills not knowing what they're taking.
It's a deadly dose.
Michelle, you were talking about how many people we've lost in the past several years. What were those figures again?
So Dale, from your report from 2015 to 2021, fentanyl was linked to more than 4,300 deaths. This part I find incredibly interesting is that more than half of those deaths occurred in 2020 and 2021. What does your research tell you about those numbers, and why was there such a huge uptick? I'm sure we can think of one reason, but what are some of those reasons?
Well, it jumped in both those years, but again, it had grown 1,000% from 2015 to 2021. So it had been growing sort of exponentially. It's really hard to identify sort of one reason for the increase. Some of it may have been due to the pandemic. You had more people turning to at home and turning to drugs. That may have been part of it. But again, I think a big portion of it is more and more and more of the pills and the drug supply and everything was being laced with it, you know, over the years. And so that's what's driving these big increases.
We are talking with Dale Knapp, director of Forward Analytics, the foremost premier research firm in the state of Wisconsin. Dale, one of the things you mentioned in the report is the rapid increase in the number of deaths. We say 4,300 in the past, between 2015 or 16 and 2021, but that number is not leveling off. That number is growing exponentially.
Yeah, it had been growing exponentially. Now, there is some good news, and this only came out recently. The CDC, Center for Disease Control, puts out numbers. They're preliminary numbers because not all of the data is in. But what they're projecting is that in 2022, the number of deaths in Wisconsin was roughly the same as in 2021. So it may have leveled off in 2022. It's still too many. When something like that happens for our analysis, we were able to sort of look at projections and here's where it was going. We're now seeing this leveling off. And we don't know if that's a one-off, a temporary reprieve, or if we're going to be going back to the double-digit increases. And that's where it's really difficult. We'll only know in a year or two sort of what that trend is. But when you look at the trend that we had been seeing, we're talking 10, 15%, 20% a year increases, in this. And we don't see things like this increase at those kinds of rates. And that's what's really troubling.
You know, one of the things, Michelle, you've got a couple of young people recently leaving your household, empty nesters, as am I, as is Dale. But we've got a couple of young folks here at the Counties Association, our interns. In conversations with young people today, I am just astounded at the ease of access of illegal drugs. Now, I didn't specifically ask young people about fentanyl, but marijuana, cocaine, heroin, apparently quite easily accessible on our campuses. And I've got to believe fentanyl as well.
It's truly terrifying. And the fact that those drugs alone are terrifying as a parent, as people who all of us have young people in our lives. But when you ratchet it up with this deadly component, it makes it all the worse for all of us. So, Dale, let's just talk a little bit, if we can, about the demographics of this epidemic. We're talking, Mark just mentioned, age. This has disproportionately impacted some groups. Can you talk a little bit about that, and why do you think this is so?
Sure. There are several demographic groups that it's really hit hard. Males, 2.6 times greater numbers than females. Black residents and American Indian residents, much more of an impact than on white residents. And this is the place that the thing that surprised me a little bit was 25 to 54 year old in terms of age, by far the hardest hit. Now, that age group about 80% of all of the deaths were in that age group. And that's where we get this 150, 160,000 years of potential life lost, probably up over 2,000 or 200,000 as of 2022. It's hitting these people in the primes of their lives. That's the age group that's really it's just hit really, really hard.
Were you surprised by that age group? That is 25 to 54. That's a span, obviously. But a lot of older, you know, when you think about Mark, you know, mentioned younger people and the worries of that. But that's a huge span and, you know, getting people into their 50s.
Yeah, it is. And that was very surprising. And when you look at those age groups, now fentanyl is not an official cause of death, but we have cause of death numbers across these age groups. If it was a cause of death, fentanyl would be the number one killer 25 to 34, 35 to 44, and 45 to 54. And the distance from the number two is amazing. It's almost three times greater than in 25 to 34 and 35 to 44 than the number two killer. So it's not only, you know, killing thousands of people, it's in the prime of their age or of their lives, and nothing is close in terms of other causes of death.
We have been talking with Dale Knapp of Forward Analytics, director at Forward Analytics, the premier research firm in the state of Wisconsin. Michelle Thompson, Mark O'Connell of the Wisconsin Counties Association, you have been listening to Local Gov Matters. We'll be back right after this. The Wisconsin Counties Association represents Wisconsin's 72 counties at both the state and federal level. Learn more about how counties impact your community at wicounties.org. Welcome back to Forward Analytics Director Dale Knapp. You are listening to Local Gov Matters of the Wisconsin Counties Association. This is our podcast where we hit the important issues of the day and talk with some of the most important people, I guess, leading on those issues. And today we have with us Director of Forward Analytics, Dale Knapp. We're talking fentanyl, a frightening, frightening challenge here facing Wisconsin.
The latest report Dale has issued, Silent Killer, the Fentanyl Epidemic in Wisconsin. Dale, talk to us a little bit about education and what we can do to get to a point where people are aware of this, maybe any sort of strategies of prevention, which we know are difficult. Of the fentanyl-laced prescription pills analyzed by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, 60% contained a lethal dose of the drug. What are some of these fake pills? Like, what are the names of them? Where are people getting them? And does it come in other forms?
Yeah, I think this is really important because prevention in this situation is very difficult. So I think education is so crucial for parents, for loved ones, et cetera. So when you look at the street pills that are out there, the street names for fentanyl, there's a lot of them, but a couple of them, you know, Apache, China Girl, Chinatown, Dance Fever, Friend, Tango and Cash, and so and there's a few others, but there's that are listed in our report. So I think, you know, especially as a parent, as a loved one, when you start hearing those names, you be aware that your child, you know, maybe at risk because that's what they're talking about.
And aren't those appealing names if you're a young person? It sounds exciting. It sounds like, well, this is something I should be.
Yeah, it's alluring, and that's part of the problem. And I mean, young people, it's sort of like in the moment, and they want to feel as if they're part of the in crowd. But this fentanyl, it's such a scourge, and the lives of these young people can end very quickly.
It can.
Dale, again, just to remind everyone, as we listen to this podcast, from you, Forward Analytics Director Dale Knapp, where can I get a copy of this report? What website do I go to?
You can go to forward-analytics.net.
And if I can't find it there, I can go to michellewicounties.org, the Counties Association website, and there's a link right on the front page to get me to this report. Just as a reminder, Dale, at Forward Analytics, you produce dozens of reports. You've done things on our demographics, on our birth rate, on our economy, all kinds of things. And this report is the latest report coming out in June of 2023, so fresh off the presses.
That's right.
And it's going to make big news here in the next little bit, I suspect.
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, it's good that, you know, that we get it out there, but it's one of the most heartbreaking reports that I've had to do.
So, Dale, you talked a little bit about fentanyl. It's, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, you can't see it. So people don't know they're taking it, and they don't know they're about to have catastrophic results of that. Can you tell us a little bit? There's some discussion about test strips. Is that something that people are using? Where can you get them?
Yeah, so there are test strips now available where you can use these to test any pill, et cetera, that you're taking. It tells you if there is fentanyl in that. So these were legalized in Wisconsin last fall. So they are widely available. You contact, the State Department of Health Services. You contact most local or county health departments. Will be able to get you in touch with where you can get those. So I think that's sort of the first step in terms of prevention, not knowing what's in whatever somebody is taking.
And are those test strips? Are they only testing for fentanyl, Dale?
I believe they're only testing for fentanyl.
So the idea would be a young person has decided to make the poor choice of smoking marijuana, but before they do it, they can test that marijuana to determine if there's any fentanyl in it.
They can test the drug for fentanyl, yes.
And if the test is positive, as a young person, I may say, I'm not going to consume this.
I would say if it tests positive for fentanyl, do not take it, because again, you don't know how much is in there.
You know, I keep saying young people, but I guess that's not really true, is it? Because as you indicated, Dale, 25 to 54, prime working age, we're losing a lot of people in that prime working age.
Well, compared to you and I, they're young people, but yeah, I mean, most people would not think they're, the prime of their lives, really.
Dale, can you talk a little bit then, if it is consumed, about Narcan? Naloxone is the official name for it, a nasal spray that can temporarily reverse the effects of an overdose. Where can people get this? Talk just a little bit more about that, please.
Yeah, this is one of those things. If you suspect or know that a loved one, a friend, is taking pills, is taking some sort of opioid, it's something good to have on hand. It's something that, when the overdose starts, you can use this. It will reverse it and it will prevent death. You cannot get addicted to it, which is something good. So it's not something that's addictive, but it can save lives. And so it is something, again, the same thing. Talk to your local health department. They can get you in touch with where you can get that. But I think that's, again, something very important to have on hand if you suspect that somebody near you may have an issue.
So, Dale, after completing your research, you work on these for so long. What do you think is going to be the biggest takeaway on your report, Silent Killer, the Fentanyl Epidemic in Wisconsin? I know it's kind of a big question, but when you look at this as a whole, what do you think the biggest takeaway should be?
Well, I do hope that the biggest takeaway is, you know, people hear on the news fentanyl, and it's like, it's, I don't think it really sinks in, but I think the numbers speak for themselves that this is really a scourge on the state that needs to be addressed. And this isn't, the government can help in this, you know, in terms of distribution of Narcan and the test strips. But this is something that we as citizens have to be involved in solving by understanding what fentanyl is, and making sure our friends and relatives understand that as well. Because when you have that knowledge, there's, you know, there will be a lot of second thoughts about should I take this pill, should I not take this pill, et cetera. And I think that will help slow this epidemic.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of this. And I guess that falls under the education level. Even if you don't know all the specifics and the statistics related to fentanyl, if the word is so out there that anyone who's considering consuming an illegal drug is thinking, I wonder if there's fentanyl in it, that's an added plus.
I mean,
and then you take the further step. I wonder if there's fentanyl in it. Maybe I should get it tested, because you don't want to consume that fentanyl either for addiction purposes or, God forbid, something worse. So that education element, very important. I mean, I guess we cannot start young enough, can we, with educating our young people about fentanyl?
No, because, young people, it gets younger and younger that they know about all of these things. And so, middle school, it's not too young to start, because drug dealers they'll target any age group. They will target any age group. And so we need to make sure young people are aware, everybody.
We have been talking with Dale Knapp, director of Forward Analytics. Forward Analytics, the premier research firm in the state of Wisconsin, and Dale Knapp, often referred to and widely regarded as the smartest man in the state of Wisconsin, and, well, we can see why. You've been listening to Michelle Thompson and Mark O'Connell of Local Gov Matters.
You can find Dale's latest report, Silent Killer, the Fentanyl Epidemic in Wisconsin, on his website at forward-analytics.net or on the WCA website at wicounties.org. You can also find them in the show notes. As always, find Local Gov Matters on your favorite podcast streaming service, from Apple Music to Spotify to Podbean. You can also link to the podcast from our WCA website at wicounties.org. As always, we encourage you to reach out to us with any topics or guests you'd like to see. That is it. That's a show. Thank you. And we'll catch you next time on
Local Gov Matters. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.